My guest at this time is David Rauser. He is the Republican nominee for the U.S. House of Representatives in North Carolina's 7th Congressional District. He won a very tough primary against last cycle's nominee, Ilario Pantano, by about 4 or 5 percentage points. And now he prepares to take on longtime Democratic incumbent Mike McIntyre. The good news for Mr. Rauser is that the district has been redrawn a bit since the last census, and it seems to tilt more in the Republican direction than it has in previous election cycles. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about, from the very beginning here, why you got in this race and what message you've been giving to voters of the 7th District.
Well, I got in the race because this country is at a real crossroads, and I think we need to return to the principles of free enterprise and limited government. Our federal government has just gotten way out of control. And as some in your audience may know, I started my career working for Senator Jesse Helms. And, you know, one of the things you learn very early on when you're working with Senator Helms is how to say no. And you learn early on how to defend those principles that made this country great. And I took that training with me to the state legislature where we made significant change here in the state of North Carolina. At the state level, we balanced the budget. We cut spending. We cut taxes. We reformed and repealed rules and regulations that were a big hindrance to business. We passed medical malpractice reform and tort reform. If we could just do a quarter of those things in Washington, we would turn this country around and turn this economy around very quickly.
Now let's take those two principles you mentioned to Washington. What do you believe that the next congressman from your district needs to say no to, and what do you need to defend?
Well, certainly we need to say no to more spending. We have a $16 trillion debt that's climbing, not to mention all the other unfunded liabilities with the other various programs that we have, such as Social Security and Medicare. We have a real fiscal crisis in this country, and I think everybody instinctively understands that. That's something that we've talked about in the course of the primary campaign. We're going to be talking about it in the course of the general election. And we're going to talk about, you know, getting back to the basics, getting back to reining the federal government back in so that our entrepreneurs and small businessmen can do what they do best, and that's create jobs.
Senator Helms was known for a lot of things, certainly on the domestic and international stage, probably best known for his staunch social conservatism. Do you bring those same principles to Washington if you win?
Well, I am a very strong social conservative as well. But this election, the focus is going to be on the economy, on creating jobs, and that's going to be our message. That's going to be our campaign. We have got to get the federal government out of the way. We've got to get the federal government off of our backs and out of our pockets so that we can get this economy turned around. And so that's going to be the central theme and the central message of this campaign. My Democrat opponent has voted for the stimulus package. He's walked with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi every step of the way. And, you know, we're going to highlight those differences so that the voters can make an informed choice in November.
You've started to answer my next question, but why do you believe Congressman McIntyre needs to be fired?
Well, his first vote obviously has to be for Nancy Pelosi. I think that's at great odds with the vast majority of the people of the 7th Congressional District. They want a government that works for them, not against them. The bigger government grows, the more we spend. The less the government works for us, the more dictates and the more mandates are placed on the people, the harder it is to grow businesses and create jobs. And that's what folks are focused on right now. They want an economy that will enable the small businesses and the entrepreneurs to thrive so that jobs can be created and we can restore America to its rightful place as that shining city on the hill.
There are obviously decisions for you to make, too, if you're elected in the very first vote. Are you comfortable with John Boehner as Speaker?
Well, absolutely. He's not done anything that would suggest to me that we shouldn't vote for him as the first vote. And obviously, you know, Republican-controlled majority in the U.S. House is going to be a good thing. Hopefully we can get a Republican control in the U.S. Senate. That will make a big difference and get a Republican president. I'm hoping we'll have a great team election in November, and I'd be happy to cast my first vote for John Boehner. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I think he's done a good job and done the best he can in very difficult circumstances to help promote and advocate for the conservative agenda in Washington when you got a U.S. Senate that stymies everything that the House does and the president that thumbs his nose at Congress.
David, you've mentioned some of the guiding principles that you would take to Washington and that have guided you in the North Carolina state legislature. Talk about more specific ideas on your agenda if you're elected and you go to Washington. North Carolina, of course, is a state with one of the higher unemployment rates in the country. What are your specific ideas for getting job creation rolling again?
Well, two things I think that we could do immediately and not necessarily would be politically easy, but two things I think we need to really focus on. One is tax reform. In this country, you've got 50% of the people paying taxes. The other 50% are not, roughly. And that's not a good scenario. In essence, you have 50% pulling the wagon, the other 50% riding in it. I suppose it's not so bad if you're the one riding in it. But the more folks that are riding in that wagon, the slower that wagon rolls, eventually comes to almost a halt. And that's basically where our economy is today. I personally believe we need to reform our tax code, have a flat, fair, and simple tax so that we have everybody in the economy paying some portion of tax, and also have a very low rate that will help create a lot of economic activity. And we probably have even more revenue coming into the U.S. Treasury than we do today. The other thing that I focused on very keenly in the state legislature is regulatory reform. And what I mean by that is getting rid of the rules and the regulations and red tape that had been stifling business in this state. The federal agencies, the EPA and other agencies, have just gotten out of control under this administration. And I think that the Congress needs to take a good look at new mechanisms that we can put in place to keep a check on the executive branch and the rules and regulations that they are issuing day in and day out that are just a real hindrance to business and a real hindrance to job creation.
Well, we'll certainly be following that critical issue. We'll be following your campaign as you and Congressman McIntyre battle through Election Day in November. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, great to be with you.
Our pleasure. David Rauser, state senator from North Carolina, now the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress in the 7th Congressional District in North Carolina. David will be taking on current Democratic Congressman Mike McIntyre on November 6th. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.